You're listening to The Feminine Collective, a podcast that gives you bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig into the inner work, and actually enjoy the journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. I'm Heidi Stevens, a mom, wife, coach, and creator of Transformational Experiences. I have my master's in spiritual psychology, and I'm on a mission to support all women to raise your vibration, elevate your frequency, and become the woman who attracts what you want in your life. Let's go. Hey, hey, happy Monday. Hope you are all doing well. I am vibing high right now, and I know that not everybody is. I know that everyone is having their ups and downs, but I am just in such a good place, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm excited to share with you today the details of kind of the behind the scenes, what my daily schedule looks like, what our daily schedule looks like as a family, why I think we are quote-unquote thriving right now as a family unit, and just give you some behind the scenes of what's going on. I know I share a lot on Insta Story. Some of you aren't on Instagram. And furthermore, I think you're getting a little piecemeal. So I just want to demystify kind of what's going on. I think a lot of times there's these ideas of Heidi has so much help or Heidi, I don't know. I don't know what you all think, but what I know is that I want to share with you what is happening, what help I do have, what I'm doing, what Kenny's doing, what our nanny's doing, the routine that we have for Harrison and Grace, and really what's working. So at the time of this recording, I think we're going into almost week 9 of quarantine. And there are a lot of pieces of this that I am going to be continuing on. I'm really looking at, I don't know how much that I want to go back to. So yes, I miss some friends. Yes, I miss Harrison being in school. Yes, I miss being able to go, you know, get my hair done. That is like really needed right now. I'm looking forward to going to my acupuncturist. But other than that, there are a lot of things that are really, really working for us as a family. So I want to share those details. Want to just let you all know this is probably going to be the most impactful to those of you that have kids, especially smaller kids, just given the fact that that's where I am in my life. For those of you that are new to the podcast, I have a 5.5-year-old son, Harrison, and a daughter who's almost 2. Her name is Grace. My husband has shifted and is now working from home. It looks like he's probably not going to go back to his office anytime soon. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about what we're doing on this episode around that. And so if you're single or if you're married with no kids, partnered, this probably isn't going to be the most impactful episode that you've ever listened to. So just want to let you know that right now. That being said, there's going to be some gems. We've found our flow. And regardless of if you have kids or not, I think finding a new flow, a new normal is of the utmost important right now, and really kind of anchoring down those roots and getting grounded in your new routine. Speaking of which, Align Higher is open for enrollment. This is a new program. It's a 6-week boot camp to really support you in creating your new vision, aligning your intentions, in up-leveling your frequency, and really taking full advantage of this time, this season, this time. You know, there is no going back to the way that it used to be. And so there only is a moving forward. And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where we're going. But what I do know is that I'm going to be vibing incredibly high, taking dominion over my choices, my thoughts, my emotions, my life, regardless of what's going on out there. And I know wholeheartedly that we all have the opportunity to do that. So whether you are needing to pivot your business, whether you are a mom juggling a million things at home, whether you are, you know, in corporate America and, you know, are figuring out what am I doing next? What does this all look like? This program is really an internal process and an internal experience to dive deeper into the inner work, to connect with yourself, with your body, to unwind your nervous system, and to ultimately do all of that work so that we can rise up together. This was downloaded through I feel as though like I like channeled this information and content in the middle of the night a few weeks ago. I'm going to be walking you all through a 5-piece process called the Align Higher Method. You can go and find all that information on my website at HeidiStevens.co. We'll put the direct link here in the podcast episode. It's HeidiStevens.co/align-higher. We'll put that in here. We are starting the last week of May. And the early bird pricing, which is incredible for everything that's happening in this program, is ending this Friday, May 15th. So be sure to go check that out. All right, so let's dive into today's podcast. Where am I going to start? So as a whole, I just want to say, I want to kind of base this in our whole family does really well with structure. So I know some of my friends have just said, you know, I've just been able to kind of let go and not have a lot of structure, and that's been supportive to me and my kids. We're actually the exact opposite, especially Harrison. He really, really needs and thrives in a routine, in schedule, in knowing what's coming next. And I knew that early on. And so I was like, that day one, that Monday, I was like, all right, we are getting a schedule going, and it's shifted and it's changed. My husband Kenny really kind of resists schedule. He wants to just do his own thing all the time, and I try and create a lot of space for him to do that. I'll be talking about that on this episode, but at the end of the day, he actually needs a schedule as well and does better with that. So you know, everything that I shared today in terms of like timing, obviously I'm going to take you through one of our days. There's a lot of these aspects that happen every day. And then there's, you know, there's a lot of grace and a lot of space to be flexible in this. But overall, I feel like we're thriving having a routine. You know, when you're like working as a family and there's moving pieces and you need to kind of count on this person or ask this person to do something, I've done my best to say, Kenny, I need you at this time. And other than that, you know, go create your own schedule, go on a walk, go, you know, he's working quite a bit. He's been playing tennis here and there a couple days a week at a friend's private tennis court. Anyways, so I'm just trying to give him a lot of space to do his thing because that's what he needs in order to thrive. And I've really taken dominion over the house, the schedule, the food, the support from our nanny, as we moms do. So there's a weekly schedule, and then there's the daily schedule. So just from a weekly perspective, I want to share kind of a few notes that I have on that, that I have found really helpful. And what's really awesome is that these are things that I've actually wanted to do for a while. So on Mondays, I get up, and you know, by the midday on Monday, I'll make a schedule for our food for the week. And this, like, basically a food plan. This is something I've wanted to do for like the last year and just never have time. And I'm so proud of myself that I've made this plan and, you know, just jot down what we're having every week to make sure that I have the ingredients and to make sure that I know what we're having. I know if Kenny needs to put something on the barbecue. I know Chella, then our nanny, can also support us in prepping a bit for that night's dinner. So Mondays, I'm making our food plan. I'm also ordering our produce for the week. So we got connected with a farm. Those of you that are local in LA, I've been sharing about it on my Insta stories. It's absolutely gorgeous, amazing produce. They're delivering on the West Side in Santa Monica and Mar Vista, Venice. So I order the produce on Mondays. It comes on Wednesdays. And then either on Mondays or Tuesdays, I'll do an Instacart run to Whole Foods or a pickup at Air One, which has been amazing. And typically, I'm only doing that once a week, which is really cool. Every 3 or so weeks, I've gone to the market myself. I've gone to Whole Foods and just done a massive shop. It's like, you guys know, like with Instacart or, you know, any type of done-for-you service, there's just pieces that you like miss and they're like can't get or whatnot. So I've done a really, really big shop every 3 or so weeks. And then on a weekly basis, I'm doing one delivery from the grocery store and one from the produce. So just in terms of support, I've had several questions about this. At the beginning of this, we had our nanny move in for a couple of weeks. It was a bit hard on her, you know, just being here full time. She has grown kids, thank God. So it wasn't necessarily that she just needed to be at home. So as, you know, the time has gone on, she's now coming and going Monday through Friday. Her schedule has shifted a bit. She's actually working less now than she was before, which is interesting. She comes at about sometime between 7:30 and 8 in the morning, and she's leaving around 4:30. She used to work almost 12-hour days. We used to have our house cleaner twice a week, sometimes 2.5 days. And through all of this, we didn't have her come for whatever it was, 5-6 weeks. She just came last week for the very first time. I'm actually going to have her starting to come once a week, and we're going to see how that goes. Some of you know I also have always had a personal assistant who's been in the house a couple times a week. She works anywhere between 15 to 20 hours, grocery store, dry cleaning, gift buying, buying things on Amazon, doing returns. And obviously with all of this, there was just so much less to do. And we also couldn't have anyone in the house. And so we just decided, like, this isn't, you know, we're going to pause everything. And I have to say, like, every day before this, there's just like so many people in the house. And while, yes, I felt very supported, I now am feeling such a relief. Like, there's this stillness and a quietness in our house, and it feels so good to just not have people here. So, you know, for the time being, like, not having a personal assistant is really working. Having our house cleaner come once a week is really working. I even told, you know, Chella, like, normally she just kind of would keep doing laundry and there's always things to do. And she takes so much pride in her work and pride in helping me clean the house, which I'm so grateful for. But I just said, Chella, you got to go home at like 4:30 or 5. Like, this is my time with the kids. I just want my space. I could cry just talking about it, because it's like we've just like hunkered down, and there's such a sweetness to it. And yes, it gets crazy and wild, and the kids will fight, and, you know, the kitchen's messy, and all of those things happen too. But just really, like, having the space has just been incredibly powerful and supportive for us as a family unit. So I share these details with you to let you know that I have way less support than I've ever had before. And yes, I'm aware that so many of you went through 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe still with no nanny, no support of any. And I realize that. I get that we've all had to like make choices, and it's been challenging. And, you know, even with Chella here, Harrison only wants me all of the time. So I'll be talking about that and how I'm navigating that with working. Grace is, thank God, so easy, which I'm so, so, so appreciative, because my son is such a spirited, energetic, just amazing child who's so hard to parent sometimes. And I've been thinking, we've just been changing so much in our parenting. I've learned so much through this time. I've been really doing a lot of work over the last year around him specifically, our relationship, my parenting style. And I'm going to do an episode only on that, because I've got a lot to say about how I've shifted, how he shifted, how our family, and we're seeing all these major benefits right now in the way that we're all working together. So I wanted to kind of lay that foundation out in terms of support, help, and I'll let you know kind of as I go through our days, what Chella's doing, what I'm doing, etc. So the day starts with me getting up before my kids. And I can't say enough about this. You know, as moms, we're like, it's just, I feel so strongly that if you don't have a time, a moment to yourself in the mornings to just center, presence yourself, have some type of morning routine and ritual, the day just goes and you're just like kind of swept up in the stream instead of actually creating the foundation and creating, you know, kind of the riverbed for yourself and for your day. So I have been getting up really early, and I have played with this over the years. I have, you know, kind of dove in and out of it. Quite frankly, I feel like I've always just been too tired to get up so early. I've been so drained that the alarm goes off at 5:30 and I'm like, hell no, like I'm sleeping until 6:15 or 6:30 sleeping in to when my kids get up. So I've been getting up almost every day, probably 5 or 6 days a week, sometime between 5:15 and 5:30. And I've been going to bed earlier, and I have been so enjoying my meditation practice, that I actually have been enjoying and looking forward to getting out of bed. And I don't want any of you to stop the podcast here. Like, if that just feels like torture to you, like, hang with me. You know, you can get up 5 minutes before your kids or 10 minutes before your kids and just have a moment to presence, to maybe say a few affirmations, and then find a time to do some journaling or some meditation later on in the day. If you are willing to try this on and get up earlier, I know that I have to get up at 5:15 or 5:30 to at least have 20 to 30 minutes by myself. And I've been really extending my meditation practices. I've been sharing quite a bit about this, but you know, forever I've just done 5 minutes, 10 minutes. All the meditations I've recorded for you guys in the meditation bundle are anywhere between, you know, 5 minutes and like 15 minutes long. I'm now doing hour-long meditations, and this is just part of my internal process of really elevating my frequency and grounding and doing my spiritual practices right now. So that starts for me in the morning. The kids wake up anytime between typically 6:15 and 6:30. I'm up with them. Kenny is not a morning person. He would probably sleep till 9 o'clock every day if I let him. That's not totally true. He would probably be mad at me if you heard me say that. Anyways, he's just not a morning person. So I get up with the kids. We go downstairs. I make them breakfast. I do dishes from the night before. I do some cleanup, you know, around the house. I most of the time make my breakfast, my coffee. Maybe I'll even get Kenny's breakfast started if I'm feeling extra special, especially nice and energized. And then a couple times a week, I'd say 3 or 4 times a week, I'll go and work out at around 7 or 7:15. So those days I get him out of bed, get him to come downstairs. I'll either go on a run or I'll come and get on my bike. I'll come and do some lifting weights. I'm not really doing all the virtual workouts so much anymore. I'm not feeling them, but I was doing that for a while. A lot of the times when I come out to the gym/office space that we have, Harrison will come with me and do a rock band or, you know, do a dance party or lift some weights or whatever he does with me. So Grace and Kenny are inside. Chella comes at 7:30, and that is really when I'm between 7:30 and 8, I'm transitioning into the office. So it's always a little bit of a wonky time. Especially those days if Kenny's not downstairs and it's just Chella, Harrison really doesn't want me to go outside. And I just have gotten into a routine of, this is what I'm doing. I'm going outside. I need my privacy. And, you know, if I didn't have an outside space, I would go into a room and I'd lock the door. I've even thought about making an office space in my bedroom. For those of you that, you know, have smaller spaces, Kenny's been using my office. So I'm like, maybe I just need to create an office in my room. And I would go in there and lock the door. So it's like just the routine of it, of mommy goes outside, I'm working for a couple of hours. I cannot be disrupted. Although I'm going to share with you in a couple moments how I am disrupted. But like, I'll just say, you know, I'm doing podcast, whatever it is. Here is a big pointer for me to be the most productive. I do not open my email when I come in my office. I do not get sucked into the vortex of my like email stream and start dozing off. No, I sit down, I open up my journal, I write the three things. Sometimes it's two things, sometimes it's five things that I want to get done that day. So it's like I've got Friday right here. I'm recording this on Friday and I have the three things that I want to do for my business. And then underneath that, I have personal and I have the three things that I want to do personally today. Order Grace some new shoes, order Harrison some new board shorts, and there's something else on there called the credit card company. So it's like those are the three things that I have to get done on a personal basis. And then I have my three or four things that I have to get done. And I start with those. I start with the hardest thing first. If I need to write an email, if I need to write sales pages, just start with the thing that's going to take the most brain power and start with that piece first. I cannot say that enough. Once you get done with that, you're just like, ugh, like the rest is history. I feel like I've had to be so much more self-disciplined with that in my work because my time is so limited and it's actually been really, really, really helpful. I may even be getting more done right now in a limited amount of time versus when Harrison's in school and I just have all day. I'm like, oh, I'm going to check my Voxer and I'm going to do this and I'm going to get on the phone with my team. And all of a sudden it's noon and I still haven't written that email or done that podcast. And now I'm feeling like my energy lower. So I've just been very self-disciplined with doing first things first. And it feels so good. It feels so good that I actually feel motivated to get in here and do those things. So I come in around 8:00. Do about an hour or so of work. Around 9 or 9:30, I'll talk with Kat, right hand on my team. We're trying to just make it super short and sweet. It's typically between like 15, 25 minutes. Here's what needs to be done. Here's the catch up. Here's all the things that need to be shifted, changed. Here's who needs to please get back to this person, etc. Then I, around 10-ish, Harrison really wants to come in my office. I understand. I've been gone for 2 hours. Normally, he'll come in, coloring book, every once in a while screen time, but I'm really trying to do my best of like just coloring, bring in your Legos, bring in a workbook. For those of you that have homeschooling, I feel like I have it easy right now because he's still in his third year of preschool. There's an element of like he can kind of just play. He is 100% ready cognitively for kindergarten and for higher learning. And so we have been, we're doing some math. I'll maybe set him up with a little math workbook or some reading, etc. So I have been getting done with my work really no later than 11 a.m. every day. So basically I'm giving myself 3 hours of work a day. I can do this because I have Kat and also because we're just starting to ramp up again. As I've been sharing, like things just stopped, the festival stopped. I've also just been saying no to things. Like I haven't been doing a lot of podcasts. I'm not having guests on the podcast right now. I stopped going on as a guest just for now. I'm not doing a lot of those things. It just feels like it's depleting my energy and it's kind of taking me away from what I want to be focused on and really truly like kind of money generating and activities and how I feel most called to serve right now. Yes, it's always important to build my brand, to get my voice out there. And right now I'm just feeling like not 100% worth my time. So that's just an internal decision that I've made. Who knows? I may go back to it in a couple of weeks. But that's just, that's been really helpful for me just focusing on what I need to get done and not spreading my energy and time too thin. So then from about 11 to 1, I'm with the kids. It feels like it's kind of fluid time. I am doing some lunch. Chella's maybe, she's typically like made lunch for the kids. So during the 8 to 10, Grace and Harrison and Chella, they go out for a walk for about 45 minutes. And that is when I'm actually recording this podcast right now. So they come back. Harrison comes inside my office from 11 to 1, fluid time, making snack, making lunch. I've been making lunch for Kenny, making a salad, having some leftovers, jump outside on the trampoline, kind of indoor-outdoor play. That's also a time maybe if there's like some space, I'll like set up my computer outside while they're jumping on the trampoline and I'll do some Amazon orders or, that's when I'll pick out Grace's shoes. I can do like the, I'll jump on the phone with the credit card. Those are when I'm doing like the mindless activities that just need to get done. Around one is when Grace takes a nap. I realize not all of you kids are taking naps, but I would highly suggest if you have kids, if you have multiple kids that don't, you know, that aren't taking naps but are still young, like my kids, get them, have an allotted screen time for them together. And obviously, if you have any support or if you have a nanny, that is just prime time for you to take your rest. I have several friends that have little kids that have been telling me like, oh yeah, I have zero alone time. And I'm like, why? Like, coordinate screen time for them and have that like just be, it's like quiet time in the house. So Grace goes up and naps. I go upstairs to my room. Harrison is upstairs and that's his screen time. It's part like whatever he wants to watch, part some type of academic, you know, learning something. And he gets it for anywhere between an hour and an hour and a half. Most days it's an hour and 15 minutes. I rest. I recalibrate. I go out onto my patio and get charged up by the sun. I take a nap. I take a shower. I shave my legs. I'm doing my air dry hair during that time. I am pretty good. Like, I'm not getting on social media. I'm not using that time to scroll. Like, that is all just sucking my energy instead of actually, it's depleting me instead of energizing me. So please, 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 when you have downtime, get off of your phone. If you need to, put it in another room and just give that time and that space to yourself. Some of the times, if I've had a bad night's sleep, I'll take a 20-minute nap. So I just have that hour and a half every day to just rest. During that time, my nanny takes about a half an hour break. She eats her lunch. She then is doing some kitchen cleanup. She might be prepping dinner if we need to do a little bit of chopping for vegetable soup or whatever it is. She'll do some chopping. And that's really what she does during, maybe she'll throw in a load of laundry for the kids. I also use that time if I have if I have an appointment with one of my healers or spiritual guides, or, you know, the other day I had like a virtual doctor's appointment for Grace, but she didn't need to be there. It was just me connecting with the doctor. Like I kind of do that during those times. But I'm even like, I even have been putting some boundaries around that because it's like it can fill up with different appointments. So I've just been like, nope, one or two appointments a week and everything else is just quiet time. All right, I'm going to move through this a little bit quicker. So around 2:30, Chella comes up. She gets Harrison. They go downstairs. They have a little cooking or do a little art project. Around 3 o'clock, I come downstairs. We'll wake up Grace at the time, 3 or 3:30. And typically, Kenny will take Harrison then and do some type of sports or go to the park or get in the pool or just throw the baseball, really move his body after he's been sitting and having screen time. I have Grace. Kenny takes Harrison. Chella keeps either preparing, supporting, cleaning, or Chella takes Grace and I will start dinner. 4 p.m., we're pretty much all kind of back together. Kenny still may have Harrison, but whatever. We're I'm prepping dinner. And by 5 o'clock, we are eating dinner. Kenny's really kind of struggling with this one because this is like his prime work hours. So sometimes he doesn't always join us, but it's a really different energy when he's not there and when he's there. So I'm trying to help him kind of get started earlier in the day and then be able to have dinner with us every night at 5. We're eating dinner. We're playing. I'm cleaning up. I have a glass of wine around 5. We're outside. It's just like that indoor-outdoor vibe that I've always, always, always seen. It's like our family's home. We're resourced, like meaning like the Harrison's not like losing his mind because he's so tired from a full day of school. Grace has just taken a nap and I'm yes, there's those moments that are hard. Yes, the kids are hungry, so it's getting, you know, I've got that kind of wound up energy, but like, I'll just sit there and have a glass of wine and I'm like, I'm so grateful for my life. So I just feel like so in such gratitude, in such appreciation. 6 o'clock, we're going upstairs, doing our bedtime routine, get the kids in the bath, books, playtime. We'll FaceTime with grandparents, just do anything to kind of waste some time. 7 p.m., Grace is down. 7:30, 7:45, Harrison's down. By nighttime, I'm cleaning up, doing some pickup around the house, doing the dishes from dinner. If I need to jump online, I will, but I try not do anything online. You know, I'll watch a couple of TV shows. Every once in a while, Kenny and I will sit on the couch and snuggle and watch a movie. I've been loving The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. I'm still watching Schitt's Creek. There's a few others that I'm actually looking forward to watching that I haven't got around to yet. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I've, you know, been doing that a little bit more during all of this. I'll journal. Maybe I'll go in the hot tub with Kenny. I'll take a bath. I'll do a little spa night for myself. And I'll get into bed around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Typically, I'm asleep by 10:30. And for that reason, like, I can get up at 5:20 or 5:30. I've had 7 hours of sleep. So, my friends, I hope this was helpful. I'm so happy to answer any questions. A lot of you have been DMing me or, like, asking me, you know, do you have support? What has that been like? How has that been? Feel free to ask me questions. I'm not here to, you know, act like I have it so easy, or I'm just here to like share with you. This is how I'm doing it. This is how we've done it. I obviously feel incredibly grateful for our nanny. She's so, so, so great with Grace. She's very helpful with helping in the kitchen. And I'm doing more work than I ever have. And I actually feel like it's really, really, really grounding me. And really getting me so connected to my home in a way that I've just never had before. So I know everyone has a different story. I know everyone has a different support. I know everyone has different, you know, kids at different ages. So I really just honor and acknowledge everyone's different experience. But I hope, you know, you got some gems out of this, and feel free to shoot me a DM if you have any questions. And I look forward to going on this journey with you guys in Align Higher. So get yourself signed up, DM me or email us at hello@HeidiStevens.com if you have any specific questions about the program, if it's the right thing for you. Went back and forth on DM with the several women this morning, answering some questions, and happy to be here to support you to get clear if it's the right thing for you or not. Sending you my love. Look forward to talking to you soon, and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. If you're on Instagram, come on over and find me at Heidi Stevens. Send me a DM. Let me know that you listened to this message. And if you'd like more information on how to work together one-on-one or in any of the group programs or courses, come check it out at HeidiStevens.co. That's HeidiStevens.co. Can't wait to find you there, connect with you more. Sending you all my love. Take care.